taking out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you, and be safe.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity serve the community.
Well, hi, everybody. It's only March, but we have a forecast more like late April or May. We'll look for a risk of scattered thunderstorms around tonight, becoming breezy, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of a shower early, otherwise mostly sunny later on. High 84 Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, near 90 Friday, upper 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be close to tying or exceeding records Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the pollen count is going back up into the high range during the late week period, especially. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, the bingo hall officially shut down, so I ain't left the house in what feels like 100 years. At first, I was going crazier than a soup sandwich, but then I figured out a few simple hacks that turned isolation into vacation. First thing I did was made me a quarantini. Vermouth, gin, and a packet of emergency shaken, not stirred. Just call me Meredith. Menthol Meredith. Second thing I did was some light taxidermy that I've been meaning to get to. I made the cutest little beach scene out of a couple of squirrel carcasses, a little bit of sand, and a tiny beach ball I stole from Malibu Barbie. Then I picked all the rhinestones off one of my wedding dresses and hot glued them onto my favorite ashtray, and now I'm smoking in style. Bling, bling, I am the quarantine queen. So if you're going stir crazy, just get creative. All right, I gotta go. I'm about to prank call a few of my ex-husbands to see which ones are stupid enough to give me their credit card numbers. Again.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. David Blackman joining us a little bit later. In the house, we have Rosie and Larry Stevens.
And here they are.
Please clap.
A don't even know where to start today. Here's a good start. The Dow finished up 2,112 points.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Let's hope that that stays. It's, you know, that's a good sign. I believe largely based on the fact that people should be, who need it, will be getting money soon.
Well, now we know the Democrats have put all sorts of things into this package.
Oh, my God.
Oh, have the Republicans done anything like that on their side? Are they proposing any of this nonsense as well?
Well, the word diversity was in Pelosi's package 32 times. Diversity is not an issue here because the coronavirus doesn't care who it infects. It's not, you know, it's not a racist disease. That's the kind of bullshit we've been putting up with for years and years and years, and they are so exposed right now. And I don't even want to tell you what I would, who I would love to slap and give a good swift kick in the keister. And of course, there's enough roly-poly Republicans. I still am waiting for the two Dems and the two Republicans to resign for selling their stocks just ahead of, you know, knowing what was coming.
Absolutely,
that's got to happen. But they're kind of, you know, with this continuous change. Hoping we'll just forget in the maelstrom of news.
Counting on short memories.
Well, are they still getting their paychecks?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They still get their paychecks. They still get their health insurance. Everything goes on.
And they sold their stock just in time to, you know, not lose their butts on. Isn't that nice?
That's amazing, yeah.
Now, the one thing, and of course, he can do no right with the media. The media is horrible. Just today, two hoaxes, and David Blackman, we'll talk about these in detail with him when he comes on at 3:35. The first one, Dr. Fauci did not criticize the president. He says the media is trying to pit me against the president. And number two, that the couple, they're trying to, you know, demonize this drug that's apparently incredibly effective, hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine. Chloroquine, whatever it is.
Chloroquine.
I'm a hawk show toast, not a pharmacist. The couple that drank that, he died. I don't know about his wife. He died. They drank fish tank cleaner.
Right.
Really?
Not hydroxychloroquine. Quinn. I knew how to pronounce that yesterday, and I can't remember how to pronounce it today. So I think the interesting thing and the real point of discussion right now, the president wants the country going back to work by Easter. He's kind of put a day out there for us to look forward to towards normalcy. And, of course, everybody's going hysterical. It's not possible. Look at the way it's spreading in New York and yada yada. Well, you know, New York, by design, is vulnerable to anything like this. There's even the houses aren't socially distanced in large parts of the boroughs and even Manhattan, man. But, you know, this disease does not seem to care whether you're rich or poor or whether you live on the Upper East Side of New York. Apparently, the one place it will not go is Autauga County. No cases.
They have none at this point.
None. Eight in Elmore, and what do we have in Montgomery? I just had numbers from Jay.
We had more than the four we had yesterday.
Yeah, I know that. It's up. Here we go. We're at eight.
It's up, yeah. Montgomery's at eight.
Yeah.
And Elmore County.
Yeah, so
at eight.
How do we go? Yeah, all right, Dow was up 11% today, NASDAQ 8, and S&P 9%. Mm-hmm. And that's just based on the glacial pace of Congress getting around to getting help to people. There was such urgency attached to that, but the Democrats, and I'm going to blame them until I'm blue in the face, jump in with all this extra stuff that has nothing to do with COVID-19, medicine, equipment, all the stuff that's needed. Maxine Waters is out there, mouth always open, you know, for business. Well, the War Powers Act that he invoked to, you know, begin production of things that are going to be needed, like ventilators and stuff like that. Now they're going to come back and impeach him for that. Please do.
Are they saying that?
She did.
Or she?
She did. But
airhead.
anything in her head is a compliment, including air.
Air,
in my
opinion. Yeah.
The woman who does such a great job for her constituents, she won't even live in their district. Right now, in Alabama, state total is 215 cases. Out of 215 cases, zero deaths so far. So we have to look at, and you're looking at, there's a map on Fox, the stay-at-home mandate. How long do they think that's going to last before our next issue is mass cabin fever, people stuck in their houses, feeling powerless, not making money? That's going to be the next epidemic. And at some point, we have to find a way to begin the country going back to work and rebuilding from this as quickly as possible. It may be that some of the precautions, maybe we'll have to wear masks and carry gloves or whatever. I don't know. And continue the social distancing. Maybe restaurants will have to. And let's hope, look. Find a what are they doing in Elmore today or Wetumpka today?
Tonight they're doing, it's, you know, support your local restaurant. I noticed the chamber, and we have a, you know, I moved up there, and that little chamber up there, Shelley and her staff are just, we get so many communications from them every day.
Right.
And they are doing things, you know, to help business. And one of the things they want to do tonight is order a takeout meal from your favorite restaurant. We have several up there that are really, really good. And, you know, go and order a meal. Take it out. Support those people that, you know, basically have had to shut down their business except for the takeout. So they're doing that tonight. Friday, they're going to have buckets of chalk out in front of the chamber building, and kids can come by and take it, and they want them to do chalk art.
That's
all
a great
over the
idea.
Sidewalks.
That's
know,
a great
out,
idea.
You know, social distancing, of course. But, you know, we have to do some things. I mean, I know my granddaughters. My daughter's my business partner. She's having to bring them to work with her, and they're down. They were supposed to be at the beach this week with the other grandparents.
Right.
I mean, they were going to the beach. They were so excited and looking forward to this. No beach. They can't get out. They can't go see their friends. They can't, you know, do much of anything. So it's driving them nuts, and in turn, their mother at the same time.
Yeah.
But they're good kids. They're sweet kids. And so I'm sure that all the kids are going through that.
Rose, I'm giving the number to Infusion and Ryan. See if we can get him to come on the air with us for a minute.
Okay.
See what's happening over there, because that's one place you can go and fortify yourself and your immune system. And hopefully people are doing exactly that today. Among the things in Pelosi's relief bill, this will fix it all. Wind and solar tax credits, reduction in airline emissions, increased leverage for labor unions, eliminate the U.S. Postal Service debt, same-day voter registration, which, of course, they can have a fraudulently good time, and $35 million to the Kennedy Center. For what?
Again, what are they trying? The effort is to save America.
Yeah.
And especially small business.
That's...
I did hear Mark Cuban this morning. He was on Fox.
Oh, he took Schumer.
And, yeah, he sure did. But he was saying, he said, you know, no bill is perfect. There are going to be things in them. He said, if you try to make it perfect, then you'll never get there, so it'll never get passed. And so there has to be a little give and take. But this is absolutely ridiculous where this money is going. It needs to be going to help alleviate the small business concerns. Yeah. I'm a small business owner.
Yeah.
I've had five clients pause their advertising this week. Now, that's a major cut from my bottom line.
Yeah.
And that wrinkle will hit me in May, is the way everything works, because March is about over. It's just happening now. But we'll be collecting in May what they spend in April. And if they're not back on the air, you know, I won't be able to pay a lot of the expenses we have to pay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. In the meantime, I posted the link, Baumhauer's. They've been supporting us and this radio station for over a dozen years. And I talked to Bob Sunday night. I've never heard him so disconsolate because of what's going on. And those of us who still have a paycheck coming in, look, I am going to be point blank honest with everybody. I just got hit. Not hit, because that implies that it came from nowhere. I knew I was going to owe the federal government some money on my taxes. I just wasn't sure much. Well, it turned out to be a five-figure deal. I don't have that sitting around to pay that. But I will figure it out, you know. I'm just not going to, oh, God, you don't believe what happened to me today. You know, I'm healthy and I'm breathing and I can still do what I love to do. And I will take that and let the rest take care of itself. Governor Ivey, if you're listening, I also am getting money back from the state, which will help mitigate some of the other.
Yeah, they hit me with a pretty good chunk, the feds, and we are getting money back from the state, which I've not gotten yet. This is,
they take forever. If you file after, let's say you filed after the 15th of February, you'll get your money April 15th.
Well, see, my money, my accountant always files an extension for us. Mm. And so we don't actually file our taxes to what, October or something. Like we filed last September, October, whatever the deadline was, 4/20/18, you know. So when they filed, I owed the IRS. And then, of course, they don't like to wait for their stuff. But then the state owes, so we still have not had it drop into our bank account, which we're waiting for that to happen. But I don't know what all this is going to mean in the long run to all of us. I know they've extended deadlines and things like that. They're talking about a payroll tax exemption here for a while.
That would help. Whatever they can do.
It would help a lot.
Whatever they can
do. As a small business owner, it would help a lot.
But the biggest element in this whole mix is fear. And it's understandable. Yes, we should be treating this situation with the utmost respect. But fear is going to drive us into bad decisions. In my case, that would have been a drink or a drug. Uh-huh. And I'm not going there. I am not going there. I have faith. And this will all work out. I mean, they did extend filing on time. The due date for taxes due is July 15th. Maybe I'll get lucky.
Well, I just realized, you know, and I thought I would be more upset as we go into this. I've had anxiety over issues in the past dealing with, you know, bad times. Mm-hmm. But I look at it and think, we're all in this, and we're powerless here.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do. And whatever comes will come. We'll face it, do our best to get through it. But me lying awake at night, you know, losing sleep and agonizing. I'll wake up, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night, and I'll just say a quick prayer and turn over and go back to sleep. Because God's got it. I don't. I don't know what else is, you know, I can't do anything to affect it.
I'm totally with you.
You know?
I'm totally with you on that. One way you can fortify your body, Rich and I did this Saturday morning because Infusion is open Saturdays from 9 to noon, in addition to their regular weekday hours, and we did the immune boost, a double dose of vitamin C IV. It goes straight into your system. And I'll tell you what, it's made a huge difference for me because it's not that I'm digging ditches here from 6 to 9 in the morning or 3 to 6 in the afternoon. But as when I met Larry, you know, I was like a whirlwind from about 12 to 2:40 when I left the house with a zillion things, and I'm trying to keep up with the situation as best I can, so I don't come here and go, bleh. And I'm keeping up with it because I really believe in the IV vitamin therapy. There's a lot of things that you can do for yourself that will make you feel better, and Infusion, like any of our other great sponsors, they've been with us for 4 years now. Why not take a look at infusioncryolaser.com and pick something out? Hey, maybe this is your time to lose a little weight. They have that, it's cold laser therapy where they, and I tried this. They put a gel, they target the area when I lose the weight, or if you want to work on something like cellulite, you don't feel a thing. The wand just breaks up the fat underneath the skin, and in one session, you lose an inch, and they show you because they measure before and immediately after. So you have some cosmetic options there as well. The Juve Light therapy, which is great for stimulating your skin, getting your body going. And 3 minutes in the cryotherapy tank will wake you up and help eliminate pain because it boosts your circulatory system. So there's so many good things waiting for you there, like our other small businesses. We're hoping that, and by the way, it's as sanitary as a place gets. So you don't have to have a concern about that either. Infusion, 296-1662, 296-1662. Ryan Turner, Lori, the staff over there is excellent. Allison, they have a nurse on premises to administer all of these treatments. So give them a call, 296-1662 or infusioncryoandlaser.com. It's 322. When we come back, I'm going to share a letter I received from a listener earlier today that'll kind of give us all perspective.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class 24/7 member service whenever you need it. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real Corona Heroes.
Real Corona Heroes.
Today, we salute truck drivers and delivery people.
Truck drivers and delivery people.
Everyone needs to stay home, but everyone still needs stuff. Important stuff like food and medicine. And we wouldn't get our stuff unless you had the right stuff to get the job done.
So go ahead and put the hammer down.
Take the wheel and take charge.
You're the only ones driving the economy, yeah.
So the next time you see a tractor, trailer, or van carrying packages, do that thing where you pretend to pull the chain of an air horn. It's a salute of solidarity to those who keep it all moving. Truck drivers and delivery people. The real Corona heroes.
Truck drivers and delivery people.
If there's one good thing about this situation, it's no traffic.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Just saw an article from Gallup polling. Trump's approval rating has now matched his all-time high. So to the evil, scum-sucking left-wingers who thought, we have found, and I'm still not so sure that part of this isn't deliberate. Sorry.
Well, what did they expect the man to do?
Cure it.
I mean,
and if he did, then they'd be complaining about all the medical work.
It came out of nowhere.
Uh huh.
you know.
He was on it at the end of January and was deemed a racist for banning travel.
Well, the Democrats were trying to impeach him.
Yeah.
That was their concern.
That was their big
deal. And he's getting on to this. You know, when you have something that's an unknown, we've never had this before in our lifetime.
No.
And so when it happens, it takes a moment to realize what's going on, that this is serious stuff. And, I understand, and there are going to be mistakes. There are going to be mistakes because, again, we're dealing with something that we've not dealt with before. But I think the president's done a great job. I think his team has done a great job. As a matter of fact, one of his biggest critics in Hollywood, who is she? It's on here somewhere, but she came out and talked about what a good job she felt like.
Oh, Kirstie Alley?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she has been, of course, raked over the coals for it.
Yeah. Well, there's another agenda afoot here, and that's the evil part of this. We just did that tribute to truckers. Gary Garvin, one of ours, says, I'm home safe. That was the best 1,200 miles this week. Thank you.
You know, I put a little something on Facebook the other day. I said, I hope we never look and say those are just ordinary people. They're just everyday folks.
It's the
everyday folks that's getting it done. When you go through a grocery store or any store where, you know, they have to, you know, you're buying food or whatever your necessities of life, those people are quite frankly putting their health on the line. And they're the ones out there working. I guarantee you the guys in Hollywood are sitting in their house and sending out the ordinary guy to go get their stuff for them. So it's not coming back on them. So I just hope that as we go forward that we don't look at everything the way we've looked at it before and realize how precious it is to be able to walk down the street and greet a friend or sit down and have a meal.
Have breakfast at Chappie's.
You know?
Yeah.
I mentioned I wanted to share a letter, and I got to get this done because, you know what? I may have to postpone that for a minute because we got David Blackman coming on at 3:35. And yeah, so this will, but Rosie will remind
me. I'll remind you.
But it's a letter from a listener who went through something horrible in the 70s. Alum. We're all in this together, and we're all going to get a haircut to one degree or another. We're all going to feel some pain at one level or another, but we're all in it together. The guy that can take you away from all this, maybe better than anybody, is Terry Adams. Our friend, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. I'll tell you what, you can get on a Polaris product, you can get a motorcycle, scooter, and go far away.
Ride like the wind.
Yeah, or on a jet ski. I was in the pool. The water is starting to warm up a little bit. You know, it's still, you know, just quickly. They also have wetsuits, Adams Motorsports, for whatever your particular hobby or thrill happens to be. And boy, they would love to make a deal right now. Opportunists are seeing that. Interest rates are super low. The manufacturers don't want their inventory piling up. So Terry's wheeling and dealing. So whether you're interested in a jet ski, a motorcycle, any of their pre-owned inventory, and get to the lowest credit rates because the manufacturers buy down the credit standards, so they're ready to put you into something that will take you away from all of this, even for just a little while. Stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. 3:30.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, it is just a beautiful day to be out on the roads. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have moderate traffic all around the boulevard. A little congestion at the major intersections. Moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in us to tell you about at this time. Buckle up, be safe out there, and enjoy your ride this afternoon. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the spring planting sale, March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama State Department of Education has confirmed one of their employees has tested positive for the coronavirus. The floor the employee works on hasn't been closed, but the section the person works in, as well as hallways close to the area, have been closed for deep cleaning. The City of Montgomery, along with Montgomery County and Pike Road, have teamed up with the county EMA to offer a text alert system that's free to the public. The alerts provide instant and convenient access to official information on the coronavirus outbreak. If you live or work in Montgomery County, you can register by texting MGMSAFE to 888-777. The latest Alabama Department of Public Health COVID-19 cases have been released. The total number of people is now up to 215. In our area, we now have 8 confirmed cases in Montgomery County, as well as 8 cases in Elmore County. Also, Tallapoosa County has 1 case. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's only March, but we have a forecast more like late April or May. We'll look for a risk of scattered thunderstorms around tonight, becoming breezy, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of a shower early, otherwise mostly sunny later on. High 84 Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, near 90 Friday, upper 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be close to tying or exceeding records Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the pollen count is going back up into the high range during the late week period, especially. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's going to be the big epidemic after the COVID thing, the curve flattens. Stir crazy and people trapped in their homes and with each other and short tempers and all of that. This is why I think the president setting a hopeful target date of Easter. We needed to hear that today. Because what have we been hearing? you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months.
A year?
No.
Some talk about a year.
My God. The country would not survive.
No.
No, we couldn't.
We need to do whatever we have to do to get it back up and running and as soon as possible, because this stimulus package, that's a ton of money. It's only going to go so far. We're waiting for David Blackman to call, but let's talk to Red Top while we're waiting.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me some good news. That's approval rating, and hopefully going back by Easter is the best damn news I've heard all day. What day is Easter on this year, guys?
April 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, we're not far away.
No, it's going to seem far away because time passes very slowly when you're in the middle of one of these things.
I get the feeling in Alabama, I don't think we'll be asked to sequester or cribulate.
They're taking measures.
One state at a time, right?
Well, let me finish. Jefferson and Shelby County, because they have a higher rate there. But I implore Governor Ivey not to quarantine the state. Do not shut it down. There's no right. cases in Autauga County. So what are they supposed to do?
Sure. Is that Larry Stevens with you?
You got him.
Hey, Larry, I want to tell you, of course, I know you long time ago since 1967 at WHHY, and Bob Robinson Jr. brought me over there one day to the control room. I can see you sitting in there, and myself and Bob Robinson Jr. used to play football for Catholic High.
Yeah,
get the hell beat out of us every weekend.
Yeah. Was it the skinny Larry or the fat Larry then?
I don't think you were skinny.
Oh, probably not.
No. I mean, you've been a I wouldn't say you were fat, but you were, you know, stout.
Well, I'm a stocky guy anyway, but I've been up and down on my weight. I find pictures of me, and the ones I post on Facebook for Throwback Thursday always my skinny pictures. So, yeah,
can't blame you for that. And Greg, again, I'm raving about your theme song. Of course, Sarah Vaughan has got the sexiest vibrato of any woman in jazz. Every time she says spring or fall, that woman's voice is so beautiful. And that guy playing the walking bass, I know you're sick of talking about it, but you listen to him. Him and the drummer are the only two people that didn't get no music for that song. They let those guys do what they want to do. And I even had to crank the bass up on my audio so I could hear him better. And this guy's really good. So I know you're thinking to hear about how good the bass player is, but that bass player and drummer and Sarah Vaughan, what a masterpiece of a song. Thanks for bringing it to us, bro.
Sure.
I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
We're glad it makes you happy, Red Top.
It does, every day.
Good.
We're doing our best. I don't know if you knew this, but Rosie and I, with a little help from Eddie Bader and others, we're doing Saturday and Sunday morning shows.
I know that. I knew that already. It's very admirable to come in on your days off and do that kind of thing.
I just think because, and you know this better than anybody, this is so local, so intimate, mm-hmm. that with the national media, clearly, with a rare exception or two, clearly, you know, I don't know why they're so hell-bent on shutting the country down. That can't be good for their bottom line.
Well, they're losing revenue as well. We talk about local businesses pausing their advertising.
Yeah.
And some actually just closing their doors temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening with big advertisers. I sent out an article to all my clients a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago, and I've posted on our Facebook page. But it talks about, you know, the last thing that needs to go is your marketing budget, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Because the evidence is that over the years, those companies that continued even in the bad times got a larger share of the market, mm-hmm. you know, because the others aren't advertising, aren't competing. And when you come out of it, then you grow exponentially. So, it's good if you can keep it going. But I certainly understand when my clients call me and say, hey, we just need to do something. We've had nobody come in our store because of their particular product. I mean, people just aren't spending bigger dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you say? I can't sit there and argue with them and say, gosh, you know, you need to hang in there so you'll get a bigger share. Well, they're not getting a share at all right now, you know. And so I have to take it that way, you know.
Just got a note from my sister who lives in Livermore, California. She's got COPD.
Really?
Says I've been locked in for about 3 weeks because my lungs are in bad shape. I'm starting to get cabin fever, but I don't want to go out. Please stay safe and take care of yourselves.
We have a gentleman in, where I attend church, part of our church, that he's got severe problems, COPD. Other things, it was hereditary. I think his sister ended up passing away from it. They said, hey, if you get this, or if you get the flu, then it'll take your life. And so he's had to stay in the house. I don't know what his wife's doing. I mean, you know, she probably has to go out, but they must take some incredible precautions, as I would expect they would.
And Jody hasn't been able to work. She's had, out of the four of us, kind of a rough go of it.
Is Jody the baby, Greg?
No, Kimmy. That's the nuclear physicist. Okay. The baby just turned 55 last November.
Wow.
Can't wrap my mind. He's the joke. Oh, when I'm 40, you'll be 27 and stuff like that, because there was that age difference. That was one of the few good things I did with the big money I made in the 80s was spoil my kid's sister. Did my best with
that.
How
much younger is she than you?
13 years.
13, yeah.
Yeah. And we were classic baby boomer. Me, my brother, and sister born between September of 52 and February of 55.
Uh-huh.
And then in 65, mom stuns us all. Guess what? The club is adding a new member.
There you go.
What are these people calling for and not wanting to come on the air?
No, it was Crawdad, and he was sorry to hear about your sister.
Oh!
He was sorry to hear about your
Crawdad,
sister.
Crawdad, don't sweat it, man.
And he wanted to thank us for helping him make it one day at a time.
Well, now I feel like a complete asshat.
No, don't.
What's the thing that Crawdad likes that cheers him up? I know
the
what he likes.
Floop flips or
the
flip
floops. Yeah.
The flip floops.
For whatever reason, I have not gotten a Facebook note from David Blackman. I still expect that we'll have a chance to speak. So what we'll do here is we'll take our next break just a little bit early. They're very COVID compliant at Jack Ingram, and you can shop online. Get a quote, a price, trade in anything with those folks over there. If you're shopping for a good pre-owned vehicle in virtually any price range. I mean, the news is getting better, folks. The president wants us back up and running by April 12th. The Dow had its biggest day since 1933 with an 11% jump. This gloom and doom is not forever. And I know they sold one of the cars in our category. We focus on those vehicles under $10,000. There's nothing wrong with doing some window shopping, and the window on your computer is the one I mean. And they've got some great values in there. In fact, they have a couple of cars that are still available for under $5,000. And if Jack Ingram's name is on the back of the car, that means it's been verified three different ways. Good vehicle history. I saw a Tip Tames reject. This is only a couple of years old. Low mileage Jetta that had been in two significant wrecks. They want to know part of it. The interior has to be clean and pristine, and the engine has to be ready to deliver reliable driving miles, because it ain't good for business when people are coming back with a car 2 days after they bought it saying, what is this? You know, they go to every length possible to avoid those kinds of scenarios. Several Nissan Altimas, we were mentioning my kid's sister, the nuclear physicist, that's her vehicle. So that's what she buys. She won't buy anything else but a Nissan Altima. And when I asked her why, she was kind of, are you in a rut? Nope. I just happen to know that that's the safest car. She's got two boys, so, including a nephew of mine I haven't talked about much, Garrett Benjamin, the GB.
Yeah.
And he looks like his uncle. What a fortunate child, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you are looking for, or you need to, you know, get some wheels, if you've had credit issues, and there'll be plenty of folks, sadly, you know, coming out of this situation, we're going to suffer a little credit damage, although I hope the big banks and companies, you know, are doing their best to mitigate the loss of income and so forth. Jack Ingram has over 20 programs, so whatever your credit history is,
there's a very good chance they can work out something that'll work for you. See Tip Thames and his great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. And again, browse online. Browse online. You can't get sick from looking at your computer. They got some great selections and pictures, dozens of pictures of everything in stock at jackingram.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful change.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class 24/7 member service whenever you need it. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020, and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Crawdad, old buddy, this is for you.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the hottest show in the
universe. Let's go. Come on, buddy. Get groovy. Get funky. Let's go.
All right, I have breaking news from a listener.
Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
Karen was listening, and she says, sir, you are not an asshat.
Well, that's good to know.
I'd like to see one of those.
She's been dealing with some physical issues. Yeah. Anybody got pictures? GregBudell@AOL.com.
Who comes up with those things?
She's been dealing with some health issues without self-pity. I'm going to pause there because I do have a propensity to get emotional.
No, when not
people are
you.
Yeah, when people are nice to me.
Well, you ought to be emotional all the time then, because I'm always nice to you, except for when I'm giving you the eye for having too many...
Bad words?
Too many things open on the top.
Oh.
He gets frustrated because he can't make stuff play. Say, like, well, you could close some of those little tabs.
Listen,
there.
Check around, Rosie. Any Hawk Show toast that you talk to probably has 40 or 50 tabs open on their computer. The problem isn't the number of tabs. The problem is...
the computer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 20th century special here. I think it's got Windows 86 on it.
But we make do. We make it do what we want it to.
Now, there are times when I give this computer a command and I can hear its innards going... like it's constipated with gigabytes or whatever those things that clog up computers are. So, folks, here's where we're at.
Yes, please tell us.
I'm trying to big that slightly overweight bluebird of optimism. Let me share a little bit. I really don't know what happened to David.
Yeah, I don't either, but maybe...
maybe they shut down Texas.
Yeah, maybe he's got contractors at his house again.
It could be.
Yeah.
Now, you were going to share a letter, too.
Yes, so. You were.
What do you want, the letter or David's column? Should we... if David calls, we can... in fact, you have his number, right? You could text
him. Yeah. I did text him.
All right. But the letter may make me emotional.
Well, that's a chance we'll have to take.
And now, I've already lost it.
I brought in paper towels, so...
Hang on one second here.
See, I realized that Greg was just a big fuzzy bear several years ago.
Yes.
I remember it was his birthday. Sarah was working at the zoo. Remember, we brought a bunch of... the zoo brought you this. We brought you this big thing, a basket of all this stuff.
That was...
and it tore him apart.
That was for the wedding. We were going to the zoo that with the kids in town.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
no, right. I was blubbering away on the air. And I was totally surprised.
And so... they put together some stuff for you out at the zoo, and I think Sarah and I came up and brought it to you.
You did. The date was February 28th, 2014.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
I remember that very, very well, and yes, we still have all of those wonderful gifts, too. All right, this is the letter I received. This from a listener, Diane, who said, in the 70s, my husband and I lost a business through no fault of our own. Commonwealth Corp went into bankruptcy in Florida. The next day, Barnett Bank called in their loans. Ours was one of them. We were left destitute. So many mistakes we made. No one, I mean no one, helped us. The only thing we had left, three kids and God. We made it through. You don't need much. We moved in the 80s to Montgomery. At the end of the 80s, my husband was diagnosed with terminal cancer. The company we moved here for fired him. No job, no health insurance. Because we had been there destitute, we didn't panic. You don't need much. I saw God perform miracles for us. Still, not people. God shows you what he can do moving those mountains. They gave my husband a few months. He lived another 10 years. Even though God finally took him home, he was gracious to us. My husband would say, I win if I live, I win if I die. I am a child of the King. I've listened to you all these years. You also know that you don't need much. And I learned it much the same way she did. And aren't you glad now that God let you go through what you did? And you're darn right. I am grateful for all of it. The good, the bad, the horrible, the situations that in a million years I never dreamed I'd find myself in. Because that's how you turn it around. I've looked at the big houses and beautiful cars and know that is not important. And I've had the beautiful cars and the big houses and the penthouse. I've got a nice house now. It's just right. She says, I'm 73 in a few days, and I'm so glad for the trials and tribulations I've been through. Last year, I was legally blind, and you were my get-through so many days as you are now. Psalm 91, read as often as you can. I spent most days 24/7 alone. Everyone was too busy to visit. I can drive again, but now I have quarantine, so alone is not bothering me. Isn't God good? She says. He prepared me again.
I saw on Facebook, said maybe God got tired of us and sent us all to our rooms. You know, and
it's
honestly,
a national timeout, isn't it, Larry?
It is. I mean, you think about how the world has and Rosie, I, you know, maybe you can identify with this. I think that the church as a whole, not any particular denomination, I think church has gotten off track. Mm-hmm. They've forgotten what it's about. There's a song called "Let's Get Back to the Heart of Worship." Mm-hmm. You all probably sing it like right. We do. And you get back to the real thing, back to what really matters. And I think we're going to come out of this stronger. I think maybe it's going to move a lot of people back in their faith to where it needs to be instead of having it in things. You know, and I don't want to get preachy on you here, Greg, but if I can get an amen over here. But,
yes.
But you know, it talks in the Bible about how hard it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that when you have all the trappings, when you have the money and the houses and the... You don't need anything. You're depending on all of that. All of a sudden, what do we have right now? Most of us, our businesses are in jeopardy. We don't know where the money's going to come from.
Yeah, no.
You know, and the federal government can only do so much. Okay, so they send me $2,500 or whatever it's going to be. I'm sure that'll help to a point, but that's not going to stop the problem.
No, that's why I am so glad the president threw a date out there that everybody can kind of focus on. Of course, he'll be derided in the media. There's no way that can happen. He's been listening to that same old stuff for since before he even took the oath of office. And he's going to prove him wrong again. There is a way for us to get back sooner than later. I believe that from day one.
Maybe God will send down fire from heaven because we know this thing cannot live in heat.
Right. Well, I think he's sending it down this weekend to Alabama.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I mean, they don't have... I mean, my daughter is very worried about this thing in Florida, but they...
Vitamin C.
Yeah.
That they say...
William B. sent me a picture of an ass hat. He is so reliable.
We love you, William B.
By the way, earlier, I played the wrong Menthol Meredith. Last week's was quarantine. Today is about staying home, so we'll get an update, this week's update, in just a little bit. Lewis Lawn is open. In case you hadn't noticed, the grass has not stopped growing out of respect for the coronavirus. And if you haven't had your mower tuned up yet, have the blade sharpened, at least do that. That's easy to do. Even I can figure that out. Turn the mower on its side carefully with the gas tank locked, and there's a fly screw there. That thing, you know, why does a blade need to be sharpened? It's grass. It's not cutting through steel. But you know what? When it's spinning it thousands of times per minute against something even as soft as grass, it's going to get dull. And when it does, it starts pushing the grass down instead of cutting through it. And then on the back end, it digs it up from the ground. So you see these little brown crop circles start to develop in your grass. That's a sign of a dull blade. I learned that from Chad Sasser. Of course, if you need new equipment, another great local business. And again, they're keeping their doors open. And the professionals still got to do their stuff unless we all want to be living in a jungle. Got to at least.